These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on May 20th, 2022. Security researchers at Germany's Technical University of Darmstadt demoed a way to run malware on an iPhone's Bluetooth chip, which remains active in low power mode even when the device is otherwise powered down. The researchers found that the Bluetooth chip on the phone had no mechanism for digitally signing or encrypting firmware, opening the door for exploits. The demo did require a jailbroken iPhone. The researchers sent their paper to Apple for review before publishing, but received no feedback. The U.S. CISA published an advisory Wednesday that attackers are actively exploiting patched vulnerabilities in VMware F5 Big IP. U.S. civilian federal agencies are ordered to patch or remove VMware immediately. VMware issued a patch April 6th, and Big IP issued a patch May 10th. The Indian Computer Emergency Response Team clarified that virtual private server providers, cloud service providers, and VPN providers must abide by the country's cybersecurity directions when it goes into effect in June, or will have to pull out of the market. These rules require services to store customer names, email addresses, IP addresses, and financial records for 5 years, but don't apply to corporate or enterprise VPNs. And finally, the U.S. Justice Department announced a new policy Thursday saying good faith security research should not be charged under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. This is a big shift away from the department's previous policy that allowed prosecutors to bring federal charges against hackers who find security flaws as a way to help secure exposed or vulnerable systems. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.